morning to you, awesome, amazing listener. I hope you're doing great. I hope you actually in one piece, awesome, and doing the most. Yes, welcome to What's the Topic right here on Active FM. It's another awesome, amazing, 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 blessed, in fact, everything positive that you wanna think of, morning. And yeah, that's obviously depending if it's morning for you or if it's afternoon to you. Good afternoon if it's evening. Good evening if it's night. Good night after you listen to the show, because you cannot go without listening to the show. Yes, that's how we do it right here on What's the Topic. So this is your boy Fearless Eagle, as you know, your host. Yes, co-host, your favorite host. And today we're gonna be basically taking a look at music, you know, the music that you listen to. And yeah, like, literally, do you know the real secrets, you know, the secrets to the music that you listen to, and you know, the industries that are involved, you know, the different types of music that you get, you know, not music, obviously songs, there's different types of genres and all those things, but when it comes to industries, the different types of industries that you get, you know, and all of your songs and music, your artists and everything, you know, they all involved with a specific record label, if I can put it that way. And we will look at if they circular or not circular, you know, that whole situation and everything. And what do they stand for? What do they really stand for? Because the music that you listen to has a message, and that message promotes what they believe in. So that's what we're going to take a look at. And yeah, I hope you really do enjoy the songs, the shows, everything that's involved, you know, obviously on this show and the whole show in general. I really do hope you enjoy it. And if you don't, let me know, why did you not enjoy the show? So for myself, Fearless Eagle, you know how we do it right here on What's the Topic. Before we even do the most, before we get into everything and, you know, do what we gotta do, I'm gonna give you an awesome, amazing jam like how I normally do it right here on What's the Topic. And I hope you really put on your dancing shoes and you start dancing and moving. For myself, I'm gonna start dancing and moving. I'm gonna enjoy the track and I'm gonna have an awesome, amazing session. So do not disappear. Listen to the track, and then after this track, we are going to come back and do the most. Yes, the most right here on What's the Topic. Enjoy the music.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilley, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Keep chasing after me. You're my mystery. I love my eyes with you. I
Yep, I really do hope you enjoyed that. I hope it was amazing and everything happened the way you expected it. And yeah, like for myself, I did enjoy that track. It was jamming, it was awesome, it was amazing, it was hot. Yes, right here on Active FM, we give you Christ music, which is hot music. Yes, so looking at the whole situation of music, you know, and everything, let's take a look at the sides when it comes to music. Now, for those who do not know, when it comes to music, you obviously have your secular world of music, and then you have your Christian world of music. Now, those are obviously your two sides. Now, everyone who is in the secular world, I'm gonna explain to you what they believe in and what they stand for and what's involved and everything. But also, obviously, your Christian side is something else that's involved as well. The same thing with your Christian side, obviously you also have your Christian music and everything. Now let's take a look at the whole secular artists and secular world. Now your secular world has a specific belief, and if you actually have to go into the background of your secular artists and secular music, your secular genres and everything that's involved, that's where you find your artists like your okay, let's take some of the most known artists, you know, from overseas. So, as in USA type of situation. Now, you obviously have your people like Jay-Z who have been around the block for a while. You got your people like your Eminem that have been around the block for a while as well. You got your people like Lil Wayne, Beyonce, you know, Rihanna, all those type of people. Now, they're in the secular world and they are known as secular artists. All of them, including Drake, you know, Travis Scott, all those people, they all have their different style of music, if I can put it that way. So some of them are pop, some of them are trap, some of them are hip-hop, old school, you know, those type of genres are involved. And you got your R&B artists, you know, secular artists, all of them. Yes, so they're like out there, they believe, you know, in specific things, there's a specific belief they have and everything. So that's what they portray in their music. That is actually what they portray in their music. Now, in the secular world, the problem with the secular world, now this is my belief, and if you disagree with me, you can let me know. But like I said, this is my belief in terms of your secular artists. Now, if you go into their background and actually find out what's actually happening, you know, in their whole situation of their secular artists and them doing their secular music and everything, they actually sold their souls to the devil. Problem number one. So they sold their soul to the devil, and obviously when you look at that whole situation of them selling their souls to the devil, they basically eternally, like life after the type of, in fact, let's say them living here, their life after here is, yeah, destination is not a pleasant one. It's not the heaven. It's actually the opposite of heaven, which is hell. Now, music itself is interesting. So before we even speak about music and the Christian side, now I want you to understand that all those secular artists, even the ones that are the side, you know, in your America, wherever, all around the world, let's just put it that way, worldwide, as long as it's a secular artist, they sold their soul to the devil, and they signed a contract to say that they're gonna speak, write, you know, music. Their music is gonna come out, and what it's gonna be promoting is destruction. Destruction in different forms, as in drugs, you know, sex, alcohol, those type of things. That's literally what they're gonna be doing. And in return, what do they get? They get fame, they get money, they get all of those things. So that's literally what they sold their soul for. So they not the ones that own their soul, they not the ones that own their, let me say, results, the everything that they get in life. They're not the owner of it. It actually belongs to someone else. That's, yeah, how they got it. And that's literally what's happening in the whole secular world industry in terms of music, including the movies, you know, the acting and everything. Now, overseas, the secular world is owned by Sony, which Sony obviously is Lucifer, you know, obviously portraying himself as Sony in the physical, but the spirit behind Sony is Lucifer. So Lucifer is the one that's actually in in charge of the whole secular world and secular axis, and obviously there's rituals and all of those things that happen there. So that's what's cooking that side. Now, music in general, obviously God created music. Music was something to worship God, and then you obviously had Lucifer, who decided to turn it around so that he can get all the praise and all the glory, which is not what's supposed to be happening. We're supposed to be praising God and everything. So that's literally what's supposed to be going down. And yeah, because of the fall, things have been twisted. So that's the secular side. I want you to understand that obviously the secular side, they sold their souls, and yeah, what they stand for is everything to do with Lucifer, and Lucifer's the one that tells them what to do. Then you get your Christian side, and that Christian side is something different. Christian, yeah, like that should say a lot, Christian, the word itself. Now, that side of music, I'm gonna tell you after this awesome, amazing jam. Enjoy the track.
Asking where the realness at, and I'm here to bring the realness back, bring the realness back, no lies, we gon' stick to the facts, cause the truth is where the realness at, where the realness at, all jokes aside, man, your boy ain't playing, there's gonna be some kumbaya, and they nanny, this country don't get too far, I'm just saying, this generation of mad rappers is misbehaving, trying to convince y'all dudes you were worth saving, some of y'all demonized, but I'm thirsty craving. No respect for life, you think it like it's nothing. So fake life is real, but knowing that they front it. One needs a way to me, it all seems to be corrected. Let's take a look at the world and see how we affect it. Look at our quitters, even they get disrespected. Life is like death, she must stay protected. But Satan left us more, we all seem injected. That's why I'm here, I've been most high selected. You see what you're sowing, it will be collected. When I fire gets so hot, I was asking where the realness at, and I'm here to bring the realness back, bring the realness back, no lies, we gon' stick to the facts, cause the truth is where the realness at, where the realness at, y'all was asking where the realness at, and I'm here to bring the realness back, bring the realness back, no lies, we gon' stick to the facts, cause the truth is where the realness at, where the realness at, it's a call to greatness, here's the ingredients. All things are lawful, but all things are not expedient. Uh-huh. It's gonna take some sacrifice, but mostly obedience. On higher elevation, arrive past the ignorance. The symbol of the cross must have some significance. To understand the Messiah's roles to give you innocence. Open up your eyes, there's no time for negligence. Pursue peace with no hesitance, receive recompense. Blessings not your enemy, rulers in dark places. Communionize and stuff the skies to many faces. Uh-huh. That's why we need the realness to put it back in its places. Bring love back, eliminate hate and racism. Sin is spreading faster than COVID cases. Government pulling strings while leaving no traces. It's time for a change that's seen across the nation. So let's see the change and put it on demonstration. Y'all was asking where the realness at. And I'm here to bring the realness back. Bring the realness back. No lies, we gon' stick to the facts. Cause the truth is where the realness at. Where the realness at. Y'all was asking where the realness at. And I'm here to bring the realness back. Bring the realness back. No lies, we gon' stick to the facts. Cause the truth is where the realness at. Where the realness at. Yo, it's time for that realness. No time for all this fake nonsense out here. Times are getting darker than ever. We better wake up. You better wake up. Yeah, you better wake up. Yeah, you better wake up. Bring the realness back. Bring the realness back. Bring the realness back. Bring the realness back.
Yep, I know you enjoyed it, I know you loved it, and it was amazing, it was awesome and everything. Now, getting straight back into it, looking at the whole situation of your Christian side, you know, your Christian side is obviously everything to do with God and everything. Because in the world, you know, there's only two kingdoms involved, your kingdom of God and obviously the kingdom of Lucifer, where there's the demons and everything. So you got the angels and demons, you got God, you got Lucifer. But at the end of the day, we know that God's always gonna triumph. So Christian artists, they actually stand for the gospel, they preach the gospel, they promote the gospel. And I never used to know this, but same thing with the secular artists. You have your different genres, hip-hop, house, you know, all those different things, pop, rock, you know, R&B, all those things, old school, you know, new age, trap, everything. Same thing in the Christian industry. You also find the different genres that are there, and you have different artists who have different types of styles as well. I mean, you got some of your artists who are in the Christian world, like Lecrae, your KB, you know, you got all those different types of artists, if I can put it that way. And with Christian music myself, I love Christian music. I promote Christian music. That's why I even Active FM, we promote Christian music. It's amazing. You got Afro Pop, you know, your Limo Blaze, all those people, they promote the gospel. And that's what we're meant to be living for. That's your purpose. Your purpose is actually to promote the gospel in your different ways. You know, you don't need to be a pastor to promote the gospel. You can be a soccer player promoting the gospel. You can be a rapper promoting the gospel. You can be a singer promoting the gospel. You can be a sound engineer, you know, a coach. I mean, no matter what you are, doctor, whatever career path you're in, you can be in there promoting the gospel. Now, same thing with your music. The music that you listen to, you need to be careful, because what does the word say? The word says faith comes by hearing, and hearing of what? The word of God. But now you also got different types of faith. You know, it's not just one faith. You got obviously your faith that comes from hearing the word of God, which is godly faith, and you know, the faith that you need to have. And you also got your demonic faith. You know, demonic faith comes through hearing as well, but hearing the wrong things and everything. So you can get that type of faith through songs, secular artist songs. That's how you can get it. So you got your secular artists that are promoting the wrong things, you know, the wrong faith, demonic faith and everything. Next thing they, you're depressed, you're angry and stuff like that, not realizing that that's the faith you built from listening to the song that you're listening to. So you obviously have all of these different things, and you gotta understand that the music that you listen to has an impact on you as an individual. So you gotta make sure that you're watching the type of music that you're listening to. So that's some of the things, you know, to give you a, let's say, a bigger picture of what's happening with music. I mean, God did create music, but it was meant to worship, you know, to give him the praise and all the glory for us to do that. Now, Satan took it, you know, changed it, and he knows how to use music to get people to do his work, to get people to go to hell, you know, all those different things. So you gotta be wise in the way that you live your life, the type of music that you listen to, because it goes inside, it stays in the heart. You know, what you see and what you hear impacts what's in the heart. And if what you see and hear is, let me say, demonic stuff, in the heart lies demonic stuff, ideas, motives, and all those different things. And that's not the type of life that you wanna live. And you, I know, as an individual, you wouldn't wanna be around a person that's like that. So why would you invest into yourself being like that? See, that's something that you should think about. So from myself, Fearless Eagle, I really do hope that you enjoyed this this show. I was about to say this movie, this track. I hope you enjoyed this show, and I hope it was really helpful, insightful. And do now analyze the type of music that you listen to and make a decision today. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon to you, good afternoon. If it's good evening to you, good evening. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep. Peace out. Make sure you share the show with someone else in the world. In fact, promote the show all over the world. Let's do it. Come on, let's impact the whole world. And yeah, we gotta do it for Jesus. Yes, Christ music is hot music. Myself, I'm gonna love you and leave you. Peace out and God bless. Stay safe. Keep safe. Stay in one piece. Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook
@ActiveFM.
Thank you.